Happy 13.
It's 8:35 on ESPN Radio, 93.5, 95.3. I'm Diane Ducey.
I'm Mike Carpenter.
And we have your three-day forecast from the National Weather Service now.
Today, high of 36, cloudy with a 20% chance of snow. Tonight, the low of 21. Tomorrow, 28 for the high, mostly cloudy again with a low of 10 tomorrow night. And then Sunday warms up a bit. 30 degrees, so not much. Sunny, though, maybe, with a low of 25 on Sunday evening. And then New Year's Eve, 50% chance of snow with a high of 34, low of 19. Currently, it's 30 degrees here at ESPN Radio.
It's towards the end of the year now. And joining us once again, as he does every Friday morning, it's political humorist Bill Melberg in Chicago. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Diane. And Happy New Year to you and to this morning's producer, Mike Carpenter.
Yes. Good morning, Bill.
And to all of our ESPN Radio listeners.
That's right, Bill. It's New Year's. It's 4 days away. So before we look at 2013, let's take a look back at 2012.
Do we have to?
Yes, we have to. Because this morning, we've assembled another panel of experts to talk about the years past. The good times, the bad times, the fun times, the sad times. And here is our distinguished panel. First, the President of the United States and Time Magazine's Person of the Year, Barack Obama. Aloha, Mr. President. How was your Hawaiian vacation?
Hello, Diane and Mike. And I think you meant to say, how was my Hawaiian vacation? Because, as you know, I cut my vacation short just so that I could return to Washington to try and stop America from going over the fiscal cliff.
I'm sure we'll be talking about the fiscal cliff in a few minutes. But let's meet the rest of our panel. Good morning, former President Bill Clinton.
Hi, Mike. Good morning, Diane.
Hi.
Happy New Year to you.
Hi. Oh, and next we have our 2008 Republican nominee for president, Senator John McCain of Arizona.
Good morning, Diane. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, my friends.
And also joining us, the soon-to-be former congressman of Massachusetts, Barney Frank.
Hello, Diane. Hello, Mike. Hello, ESPN Radio listeners. Happy New Year.
And finally, I'm pleased to present a new member to our panel of experts. Speaking to us from Moscow, the President of Russia.
Oh, wow.
Vladimir Putin.
Hello, Diane. Hello, Michael. Happy New Year, everybody, Amerikansky peoples.
I'm sorry. Gentlemen, let me begin by reading you a list of the top 10 news stories of 2012, as determined by Yahoo News. And here they are in reverse order. Number 10, the Miami cannibal attack. Number 9, the Connecticut school shootings. Number 8, the conviction of Goran van der Sloot by a court in Peru. Number 7, the conviction of Jerry Sandusky by a court in Pennsylvania. Number 6, the Colorado movie theater shootings. Number 5, the Trayvon Martin shooting. Number 4, gasoline prices. Number 3, Hurricane Sandy. Number 2, Whitney Houston's death. And the number 1 story of the year, according to Yahoo News, the election of Barack Obama to a second term as President of the United States. Gentlemen, your reactions. First, President Obama.
Diane and Mike, I think the number one story on that list was the number one story of the year, namely my election to a second term as president.
President Clinton, what did you think of that top 10 list?
Diane, Barack Obama's reelection might have been the biggest story of 2012. But it is nothing compared to the biggest story of 2016.
The biggest story of 2016?
That's right. Hillary Rodham Clinton's election as President of the United States.
Senator McCain, do you have any thoughts about that list?
Yes, I do, Diane. My friends, that list was all bad news. Where were the good news stories from the past 12 months?
Mm-hmm, good point. What comes to mind?
Well, let's see. How about Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee?
Mm-hmm.
For the London Olympics?
Mm.
For the Curiosity rover landing on Mars?
Mm.
Now, those were all positive news stories, my friends.
Senator, do you think future astronauts will discover life on Mars?
They might, if they land on a Saturday night.
Congressman Barney Frank, could you add to anything to Senator McCain's comments?
Yes, I could, Diane. In this particular case, I happen to agree with my colleague, Senator McCain. The media always focuses on bad news, but there was plenty of good news this year, including my July marriage to Jim Wetty. Now, why wasn't that on the list?
Good point. I don't know. Let's see if Vladimir Putin has anything to say about the Yahoo News top 10 list. President Putin?
Diane, Mike, and the Medikonsky people, there was only one news story worth mentioning in 2012. My election as president of all Russia. Everything else was just local news. But my election has significance around the entire world.
Well, what about President Barack Obama's election?
Ha! That was no big deal. Even I could beat Mitt Romney. By the way, Diane, since John McCain mentioned Queen Elizabeth, do you know why fire engines are red?
I don't, but please tell us, why are fire engines red?
Fire engines are red because 6 times 2 is 12. There are 12 inches in a ruler. Queen Elizabeth is ruler. Queen Elizabeth is also name of ship. Ships sail on sea. Sea has fish. Fish have fins. Fins fought Russians. Russians were red. And that's why fire engines are red, because they're Russian all over.
Okay. Well, you learn something new every day. Gentlemen, let's turn to a different subject now. I wonder if you can remember some famous people who we lost on the list this year. President Obama.
Diane, Senator Inouye of Hawaii. In fact, I attended his funeral just a few days ago.
Yes, and you talked about yourself as usual, in your eulogy at the memorial service. President Clinton, who are some of the other people that we've lost this year to come to your mind?
Well, let's see. There was Whitney Houston and Donna Summer. Those are two names that come to my mind.
Anyone else? Congressman Barney Frank.
Diane, I remember people like Ernest Borgnine, the actor.
Mm-hmm.
Wade Bradbury, the writer.
Right.
Dave Brubeck, the musician. And people like, Richard Dawson from Hogan's Heroes and Family Feud. Andy Griffith from The Andy Griffith Show, Willie Hagman from I Dream a Genie in Dallas, Marvin Hamlisch, the composer, Davy Jones from The Monkees, Jack Krugman from The Odd Couple, and Senator George McGovern from South Dakota.
Senator McCain, do any names come to your mind?
Diane, I hate to single out any individuals for fear of forgetting many others. But one name in particular does come to mind, a fellow naval aviator and a genuine hero, Mr. Neil Armstrong, the first man to set foot on the moon. Now there was a truly great American, a gentleman and a scholar, and a modest and humble man who set a fine example for all of us. Another name that comes to mind is General Norman Schwarzkopf, Stormin' Norman, who passed away just yesterday. But I also think of those great Americans whose names aren't so familiar, even though they deserve to be, namely our men and women in uniform who sacrificed their lives to protect and defend our lives. God bless them all.
Amen. And gentlemen, that will be the last word for this segment. When we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg will bring us a look into the future as we get ready to ring in the new year. Right here on ESPN Radio, 93.5, 95.3. We're back with political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, I understand you're going to give us a look into the future this morning with some predictions for 2013.
Well, actually, Diane, those predictions are going to be provided by the former Secretary of State and that all-around genius, Dr. Henry A. Kissinger. And here he is.
Good morning, Dr. Kissinger.
Diane, hello, Mike, and Happy New Year to all of our ESPN radio listeners.
Dr. Kissinger, as you gaze into your crystal ball, what can you tell us about the future?
Well, Diane, first let me say, as the great Criswell used to say, we are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And now for my first prediction. I predict that Barack Obama will win re-election and that he'll be inaugurated for another four-year term as president starting in January.
Dr. Kissinger, awkward. That isn't a prediction. That's a fact. Barack Obama was already re-elected last month, and his inauguration is now being planned for next month.
Well, you see, my first prediction has already come true. And here's my second prediction. In order to offset the increasing cost of postage stamps and the decreasing sales of greeting cards, Hallmark will introduce its new four-in-one cards.
Four-in-one cards?
That's right. Four holidays will be celebrated in one card. Here's an example. Merry Christmas to my friends and a Happy New Year's nigh. I wish you Easter greetings. Hooray for the 4th of July.
Well, those cards might work. We have time for just one more prediction.
All right, here it is. I predict a giant asteroid will come hurtling toward Earth, threatening to destroy our planet. But Earth will be saved by a giant spaceship commanded by a space alien named Xandor blasts the asteroid out of the sky and renders it harmless. Consequently, Xandor will be Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2013.
Wow! And on that positive note, we'll end our predictions for 2013. And as we say Happy New Year to Bill Melberg in Chicago, we'll leave you with a familiar New Year's song. Bill, you did a great job once again.
Well, so did you, Diane, and Happy New Year to you and yours.
Yes, thank you very much. We're just going to chill around the house. I've got a fireplace. We'll get the fireplace going.
Well, chill could be the word for it in the coming days.
A little brisk, I know, in our forecast. And, of course, an evening with thepresidents.com. Such a wonderful site. And people can hire you to go out and entertain them for dinners and important events and things like that. I just love that about you, that you're able to do these shows live.
Well, and I love you mentioning it.
Okay, good.
And ask you wow wow as always.
That's right. And Go Illini will be playing Auburn, and that's a tip-off at 1:15 at the United Center up in Chicago. Any final thoughts, Michael Carpenter? Thank you so much for coming
in. Hey, thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun doing these two shows. And Steve, you will be back Monday, of course, to wrap up 2012. And my God, we're about to be in 2013.
I know.
It's pretty bizarre.
I don't know if I'm ready for that, but here it comes. And of course, we'll be speaking with Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka as we wrap up the year on Monday, December 31st. Plenty of fun things to do as you go to our website at ESPNCU.com and poke around on the podcast. You can hear our political satirist, Bill Melberg, and his podcast later today. You guys have a good morning.
Hi, this is...